Okay, we move to the third sugya here, the sugya Mema'enes. So we did Saita, Emaza Grushasai, there's a small piece of Gemara on Miyun. Omar Rav Lili, Bar Mamal, Omar Bar Rutva, Omar Shmuel, Saras Mema'enes Asura. Sara of the one who does miyun is asur. So we have to have the case klar. A man is married to a ketana and a gedayla. And again, if he's married to a ketana, it's the father married her off to him. So that is kedushin d'oraisa. That is nikin du miyun. It's a toast that's shchiach by many people. They use the expression of miyun for a situation where the father married off the ketana. It's not true. When a father marries off a ketana, that's kedushin d'oraisa. There's no such thing as miyun. We're talking where the father's not alive, and the brother or sister has a right midrabanan to marry her to somebody. She has a right to do miyun when she turns a gedayla, when she turns 12. So here we have a situation where a man is married to a ketana and a gedayla. Now, if when he's still alive, she does miyun, there's nothing to talk about. But when he's still alive, she says, I want out, so she's out. And if she says she wants, so she becomes a gedayla, she's in. That's not the situation. The situation here is that he died, and then she did miyun. Now, you're going to ask me, who says he could do miyun? If the husband is dead, who says he could do miyun? So the truth is, it's a machlokes later, machlokes ameroim, later on Kuv Zayin, it'll be mentioned briefly even on Yud Gimel. There will be a machlokes, but our Gemara assumes for zikr that the woman could do miyun even after the husband is not alive. If she falls to zika, she could do miyun. So before we start the Gemara, you have to start with that hanoch. You could do miyun. While the husband's alive, of course you can do miyun. That's a regular case of miyun. The husband dies, and you fall to zika. Now you can still do miyun at that point, but it's not a miyun in the zika. It's a miyun in the original marriage. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. Now, before anything, I ask you a shaila. Here I have a ketana. She's married to a man. Not a situation even. He has zero brothers. He has no brothers. He's married to a ketana. He dies. The ketana goes home to her father. Could the ketana now do miyun? For what? What's she doing miyun for? Maybe she wants to marry this man, her husband's son, her husband's father. She wants to do miyun. And that way she'll be mutter in this man's relatives. Yeh the shailam. In a case where a woman has no connection to anybody, she's married to somebody, the man died, no yibum, no nothing. She's regular pnuya now, she's an amana. Could she do miyun for the purpose of being able to marry this man's relatives? So the Magi Mishnah in the Chizgerishin in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin, where he talks about this whole sugya, he says in that case it doesn't work. You can't do such a miyun. He doesn't explain why, but it seems to be that miyun means I don't want something. She has to say there's something she doesn't want. For her to say, well, since he died, I want to marry the Krivim, I'll do miyun and be Eichel Mefreya. It seems that miyun has to have some shaykhis to Mekadol Abba. I mean, it has an indirect shaykhis, but it has to be something that she doesn't want something. She doesn't want him, she doesn't want the brother. What was this? She has a ksuba, she gets mezainis. So she's doing miyun that she doesn't want mezainis?
Not anymore.
Right. So be enough gemina, the guy be mezainis. You're not doing that to me, no? I understand, but so why? I should throw it out the other way. So why can't you do miyun? Why can't you do Minyan? The husband's dead. Why can't you do Minyan? Be I could a Kedusha L'Afreya.
Maybe it's the same there. The people who think that now Ish married, Almona to marry his Korban. If you do Minyan now, she will marry this Korban, people will say, yeah.
Pashas Gzera like that needs a marker, unless you say this is good for the marker. Which Gzera? Kalasa.
Shouldn't
Sarah speak to him? Shouldn't
Sarah speak to him?
Maybe that's what he means. Could be. Maybe it's just the Gzera Durabara. My understanding was that it says to Shmian. Mian has to be, I don't want something. And that's not called Mian. So maybe I'm speaking more Lundisha terms, maybe it's more Pashat, that'd be, it's a Gzeira. Right, if it's a Gzeira, it's a Gzeira. For sure. That's our Gemara, that Mian helps. If there's Yibum, then Mian Zecha helps. As a matter of fact, that's why the point I'm trying to make, because it's going to be Nagea soon, the point I want to make is that normal Mian is, I don't want this Mian, I don't want to be married to him. That's normal Mian. Our Gemara is Bechadish, the second kind of Mian. Our Gemara is saying that there's such a Mian where the Mian's dead. She could be happily, she was happily married to him. If she says, I don't want to be married to him, she doesn't mean I want to be married to him. If he'd be alive, she'd be married to him. But she doesn't want the continuation of his marriage, which now continues in the brother, in the Zika of the brother. So she doesn't want the Hemshech. Our Gemara says you could do a Mian, and it works. And like I said, there'll be a Mandiyama and the Gemara later that disagrees. But our Gemara and the Mazan for Pashas, that's the way we paskin, that there's such a thing as doing Mian on the original marriage because you don't want to marry the brother who now you fall to Yibum to. That's what the Gemara is saying.
Mian after a get.
Mian after a get. You could do Mian on the get. Why? To become a Skrusha. If you do Mian on a get, then you become a Skrusha. So that's a raya that what? That Mian could work even when you're not saying I don't want the person. So Taka, why shouldn't Mian work after death? What?
Get on a katana?
So katana got a get. You give it to the father, right?
The rice is fun, the rice
is the everything's the rabbi. But still she's a grusha, the rabbi, she came out of Kai. So she does Mian after a get. If Mian works after a get, then she works after Misa.
She did say she doesn't want the husband.
If to the get, when she does Mian, she's not lying.
She's saying she doesn't want the husband. That's why she got to get
him. But that's the answer. It's not funny because she's not stuck with her husband. She's out of the husband anyway.
But also she's saying she doesn't want the husband.
She doesn't want the husband because it comes with the baggage of the kraven. See, my point was that a mian means there's something going on that I'm unhappy with. It means something in this kesher shiduchim. You're saying that it should be a mian because I married this man. I'm very happy to marry to him, but he died. Now I want to marry his father, so I can't marry his father because it's my father-in-law, so I'll do me and I'll marry the father-in-law. And the Magavisha says you can't do it.
So the same way we're saying about get, that she doesn't want the husband, because the husband that has a get makes it, which makes her a Gerusha.
Yes, the same as a Gerusha. That's true. The same as a Gerusha. Okay, so then I don't know. Then they need the Magavisha as a husband, unless, like Eliyahu was saying, that it's part of the Gezerah, people are going to think. Are going to think if you can do me in afterwards.
Why more afterwards than during the Zoom?
Because if you go out because of me, and there's one thing, if he died, people are going to assume that two persons are almana. No one's going to think that everybody's mutter and the husband's father. But they're going to think that if the husband dies, the mutter and the father. Look, if there's such a gzera, it's such a gzera. I can't can make a gzera. So we're stuck a little in the gather here of when you can do me and when you can do me. And if it be, it's a drop bottom, maybe it makes it a little better. It doesn't have to be so consistent, but typically we want it to be consistent. So what are we working with? What are we starting the sugya with? The mean always works. I have this one case in the Magen Mishnah where it doesn't work. But otherwise, mean works later. Okay. So let's see what happens after mean. Let's see what the Gemara says. Again, Tsaras Meme Enes Asura Lamar. So first the Gemara asks, what do you do? Well, what's the case? Ilei Malachim. You're going to say to the brothers. Now here, I had a hard time a little bit chatting the Gemara. Let's say there are three brothers. She's doing miyun to one brother, and to the other brothers she's mutter. Now that's chatting the Gemara. I just didn't understand. How do you do miyun to one brother? It's not like chalitza, that you do chalitza. Vice is this Gemara, you do miyun to a brother. You tell a brother, I don't want to marry you. I don't want you to be miyavim me. I do miyun. You don't do miyun. You just say, I don't want. So the Gemara is saying, if she's memain to one brother, she's muteres in the other brothers. Well, it's going to be Eike de Kedusha Lamafreya. Miyun is Eike, the original marriage of the original, the dead husband. But the Gemara says, Miyana Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. If she does Miyun to one, she's Muter to the others. Miyana Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. She does Miyun to one brother, she's Muter to the other brothers. That's the Gemara saying. So what does that mean? Miyun is Eike de Kedusha Lamafreya. If it's like the Kedushin Lamafreya, I understand that she can be mutter to the other brothers. Miyun al-Zeh, the one she did miyun to, we're still going to ask her because of the miyun makes that it looks like she has some shaykhs to him. Just, it's a chiddush miyun al-Zeh, that shaykh miyun to one. What it means exactly, we're going to have to figure out. But the whole mitzias of miyun al-Zeh is also a chiddush. That's not the way we picture it.
So,
she's oikert in the sumer shayim lagavi this brother. That's a very humdish expression. How are you oikert in the suin rishayim lagavi one? That's the problem. I'll tell you why. There's a machloikis rishayim taich miyano bezeh muteres bezeh. And that's in the Beis Shmuel in Kuf Ayin Gimel. So Katan Yudches, he brings the following machloikis rishayim, which is also in the Magid Mishnah, in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Aleph, Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin. They say very similar things. They say, they bring that the Shitas Harif for Harosh is that if you do Miyun to one brother, the other brothers still could do Yibam V'Chalitza. The other brothers could still do Yibam V'Chalitza. Now she goes, she says her husband died. So she comes into bed and she says, listen, this guy, I'm not interested in him. That one, fine. One, she's Mamayin, and one, she's not Mamayin. So the Shita of the Rif and the Rush is that she can do such a thing. The Rif and Rush hold that she can go into Bez and say, I don't want him, I want him, and the other one will do even with Chalitza. That's how the Rush touches up me and Abizem Muteres Bezeh. The Rambam doesn't touch that way. The Rambam says, Miyun bezeh. You do a miyun, poof, everything's gone. Muteres bezeh means the other person is like any other eligible bachelor in the street. It's like any other adam pani in the street. Muteres bezeh. You want to marry him, marry him. You don't want to marry him, don't marry him. So we have here a machloikis in Taich of the Gemara, miyun bezeh, muteres bezeh. Muteres certainly sounds like the Rambam. Muteres bezeh sounds like if you want it, yeah, nish nish, you're mutter to the other one. But the Riff and the Rosh say, no, they teach muteres bezeh to mean that there's still yibum mechalitza to the other one. That there's still yibum mechalitza to the other one. So that's the question. How is the mian working according to whom?
Grandma.
According to Baal.
Why should Asa marry the one that she did mian to?
Why she asked her to marry the one she did mian to? Because that's nearer, like, I don't know, that's whatever the gzera mian is, certainly to the one you did mian to. He's certainly nearer, like her grusha of some sort.
But the father, she can't.
Father, you can't. And therefore.
The brothers, yeah, but not the father.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Good. But anyway, the point here is we have two taichin in Mian Elzeh Muteres Elzeh. Now, how do you taich Mian? According to the Rambam, it's very geschmack. It's the way Rashi says. Rashi sounds like the Rambam. If you learn the Gemara Rashi, that's the way you learn. It sounds like the Rambam. Mian is Eike the first chasna l'mafreya. And that's it. If Mian is Eike the first chasna l'mafreya, it's all gone. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's no nothing. Mian Abizeh, you can marry the other brothers. However, according to the Riff and the Rush, what's shot in this Mian? What kind of Mian is it where you're doing a Mian in one brother and not in the other brothers? Remember, Mian isn't on Zika. Mian is on the original wedding. Mian is Eike, the original chasana, the chasana when they were married to the dead brother. So what does it mean you do Mian to this one and not Mian to that one? What does it mean? That you to this one, you do Mian, and there could still be Yibum? Yibum means the original chasana is still intact. If the original chasana is still intact, so what's going on? So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri teaches that according to the Riff and the Rush, again, according to the Rambam, it's easy. It's like Rashi, my friend. He teaches that Miana Bezeh, according to the Riff and the Rush, means that she's saying, if he comes to marry me, I'm going to do Mion in the original Chasnas. And if the other one comes to marry me, I'm not going to do Mion in the original Chasnas. In other words, it's more like a threat than an actual Mion. Miana Bezeh means, she says, I don't want this Yavam. It's Ki'ilu, she's saying, we understand her words. She comes into Bez, she's not a London. Especially if she's only 12 years old, she's turning 12. So she walks into Bez, and she says, listen, that guy I don't want, that brother-in-law I'm not interested in. That brother-in-law I am interested in. That's what she tells us. So Rav Shach, we touch up her words as follows, that she's saying, if this man is going to be Miyavami, I'm going to invoke Mion, I'll be Eike the original Kiddush. If the other brother's Miyavami, then I'm happy. Then I'm not going to be Eike. So that, according to the Riff and the Rambam, Riff and the Rush, the Lashon HaGemara, you have to be Matrik. Miyano Bezeh means she's Mamayin in this Yavam, but she's not being Eike. Just say, I don't want this Yavam. Buteres Bezeh, she's looking the other one to do a Yibam. Because there is no Mion, cause man, this Yavam doesn't go and be Miyavam.
Why is she doing anything different than any other? Says, I don't want to do Yibam, I want to do Yibam
with the next one. Regular lady has no choice.
She has to do Yibam more at least the first brother.
Well, people should be nice, but make her at the end. If the older brother has first rights, he's Miyavam about Karcha, so it's how. Here, it's going to be Yavam about Karcha, it's not going to be a Yibam. Because then it's an ayin akira.
Why
did
Asura
come? What?
Why did Asura the one that she did? Why is she asked to the one that she did me into?
She's asked to the one she did me into. Again, I'm assuming whatever gezeris we're going to make of Nira Kir, and the one you do Ibum to, that's the one that Nira Kir, whatever Achais Nira Kir. Eish Safin, yeah. And the one you do me into, it looks like it's near Keshach
Hashtad Makamitz. It's a question that when Shmuel says we're in the Torah, that's talking about a case of Yibum.
Look to the other brothers. What other brothers?
Shmuel,
the machlokes Rav and Shmuel over there. But our Gemara, look at the Gemara. What's the Gemara saying?
It's going pashas like the Svar of the Rambam. The Gemara is bringing down a raya that if you do mian on something that should be, you'll be asked to describe what's the mian that you must do the craving. That's what bringing the raya to.
But the Gemara is bringing a raya to case of Yibam. What's the Gemara?
The
Gemara
is saying. Then you must to the craving. So he cheated me. Now she's going to be mother to the other girls as well. So of regular marriage. That's the right.
She does.
Me and on someone, you mother to his craving. And so it's a right. It's like the original production. It's like the Rambam's shot. It's like, why one Shlom Shmuel not talking about a case of Yibum?
The Gemara is putting Shmuel into a case of Yibum. That's
no,
what the Gemara is saying.
Right, it's a case of Yibum.
I understand. So we're saying that in the case of Yibum, the Gemara is asking a kasha. We're halfway through a sentence of a kasha. The kasha is hashda higu fasharia damishvom yadam tashuzet sarasa mibai. That the Gemara's kasha. Ilai malachim. Which achim are we talking about? We're talking about the achim here in the case of yibum. It's the case of taras mehenes. Hashigu fasharia damishvom yadam zemat tashuzet sarasa mibai. What you're saying is right, but that's not the context in the Gemara. What you're saying helps us that the Lashem Uteres Bezeh, I said it's a little funny, if it means a mitzvah Yibum, why is he saying Uteres Bezeh? You're right. So Uteres Bezeh means Shalai Maka Mitzvah Yamutu. See, right. The Lashem HaGemara is not sure under from the Rosh. But nevertheless, in the case of Yibum, this is the Machlaikis, what the Uteres Bezeh is in the case of Yibum. Right, that's how Gemara. That's what Gemara is telling too. According to the Riff and the Rush, it's automatic that when she says, "I want this yavam and I don't want those," it's automatically it's understood to be sort of a conditional miyad. If he'll be miyad me, then if he'll be miyad me, not. Yeah, she'll go through with the miyun, then the other will be mutter, but it won't be the mitzvah of yibum. The lashon arif is that there's a mitzvah of yibum. In Achinami, so like Shamshi's saying, the lashon miyav is emuteres bezeh is a borrowed lashon. Really, it means any time you do miyun, you mutter to the others. Our Gemara is applying it to our case, but the ma'isa, that's the sphere of the riff and the rush. Now, it's an important thing that the Rav Yezif says, the Rambam will be Maida, that if she says it, it'll be. He says the Rambam will be Maida. If she says, if he wants to be Miyabim me, bang. And if they want to be Miyabim me, then not. It's true. The Chiddush and the Riff and the Rush is only that it's an automatic Havana of what she's saying. It's automatically understood in what she's saying. That's the understanding. Okay, so Akoponim, we have Machlokes Rishayim in the case of Yibum by Mian Bazan. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara is in the middle of a sentence. The Gemara is a kash. You're telling me Tsaras Meme'enes is Asura, that in the case of Yibum, where a Gedolah and a Ketana fall, and the Ketana is Miyabin, that the Gedolah is Asur. So again, Laman, Ilai Malachim, if you're going to tell me that the Tzara is not allowed to have Yibum from the other brothers, Hashta. Higu Fashar Yadam Shmuel Mina B'Zeh Muteres B'Zeh. She herself, that says the Tzara herself is Mutter, because you do me into one, you Mutter in the other one. The Ach himself is Mutter. The Ach himself is Mutter, Mina B'Zeh Muteres B'Zeh. She's Mutter in the brother, Tzarasa Mibai. So is there any Shaila that the Tzara is Mutter? Ella Ledidei. We're talking about him himself, that brother to whom he was done. Umayshna mima enes to sharia la'achim. The law of the b'umaysa. Why do we say the other brothers are mutter in the mimain? The law of the b'umaysa, because no maysa was done like Abi Dev. She was only mimain in one. Fact the Gemara. Tzara nami, law of the b'umaysa. So the Gemara is saying that everybody should be mutter. If you want to ask to the one who did niyun, to the one who did niyun, the woman and man who did niyun to each other, the Gemara seems to accept that that's okay. Because of the b'maisa, whatever the of the b'maisa creates some sort of marasai. But everybody else, why? If the Gemara, you're right. It's a gezeira. Gezeira mishum tsaras bitay mima'enes. Tsaras bitay mima'enes. Man has a daughter who does niyun, and he wants to marry the tzara. So on that we have a gezeira. Tsaras bita menes biyasira. But not kula meso miyun utzorasei mutares. The Mishnah says that after miyun the tzara is muta. The miyun b'mani, labi the miyun b'baal, hainu grusha. She the miyun and her husband who now died. That's the same as a grusha. El labi yavam. So we see in our Mishnah the tzaras menes mutares. Nothing about a lie. So about the Baal, there are two types of Gerishin. A Gerishin of Get and a Gerishin of Miyun. Umayishtoki Miyun and Baal. Dekrinul Nisuin. Kenem Biyavam Nami. Nisuin Kamoi Ka'akra. So the Gemara has the Kasha. That in Svara it should be Mutter. The Gemara is going to answer Mishum Dutoni Rabbi Bar Yecheskel. But let's just talk about the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asks that in Svara, when you do Miyun, it should be mutter because you oiker the original chasuda. That's the Gemara's kasha. That it should be mutter because you oiker the original chasuda. There's no question that miyun works to be oiker the original chasuda. So at this point in the Gemara, before the Gemara answers the gezeira, what's going on here? Let's pretend we never learned this Gemara. We know there's such a thing as Miyun. Right? Everybody knows Miyun works on Afrei. Right? You oiker the original chasana. What would you and I have said about a case of Miyun? We would have said, if you do Miyun, it's like you were never married, and everything is fine, and everything is good. In other words, this woman is out of the picture. Once she does Miyun, it's like you erase her from the whole story. And now you make a cheshbon of what to do. And basically, the Gemara is masking, except for the Zeres to Rabbanah, but the Gemara is masking be'etzem that it is that one. Now, this Gemara appears to be a problem with the Yisoid in Miyun. There's Reb Chaim on Miyun in the Gracha Rambam. And Reb Chaim asks Akasha. He says, Miyun is l'mefreya. That everybody knows that Miyun is a Mefreya because that's the Yisoid that Rashi says all over Shas and nobody really argues with, that Miyun is Eikel Mefreya, and the original wedding is like you were never married. What comes out from that? That in a case of Miyun, a regular case, not a Yibum case, we're going to make a Zeris, a regular case of Miyun, a woman's married, a Ketan, and she does Miyun, she's Mutter B'Kraivav. A regular case of Miyun, she does Miyun, she's Muteres and all the Kraivim. Frek Reb Chaim. All the Maisi Yodeha, Peris Maisi Yodeha, and Afaras Nidareha, a man has a right to his wife's Maisi Yodayim, has a right to be made for a woman's nether. All of the things that he did till now are not Nekel and Afreya. Right, a Ketana is in the parsha of, but a Ketana is 11, she has Nedarim in HaTorah, right? A Mufla Salachlish has Nedarim. She's 11 years old, she made a Neder. The Baal was made for the Neder. The Baal was, did Afara, so let's say she made a Neder, she'll never eat ice cream. The Baal heard about it, he's made for the Neder, she's allowed to eat ice cream. Then she turns 12. And she does Miyun. So Reb Chaim brings that it's not that the Hafaras Nedarim stays. His Kayach on Nedarim are not Nekar because of Miyun. And the same thing, Maisi Adel, he does not give back Maisi Adel or Mitziyasa. You could argue because it's Kenega Mazinus. You can have an argument. But Reb Chaim asks, why here it seems it's not Lamafreya? Because Legabe, all of the Asakim that she has, we don't say it's Lamafreya. So make up your mind. Lagabi, marrying relatives, we say Miyun is not Afreya. that if you do miyun, it's like you were never married, and she's allowed to marry his relatives. And legabe money, legabe chayshimish ben yeridayin, was saying it is lemafreya. Was saying it's not like lemafreya. Was saying that he was made for the doreha. It stays mufer. He got ma'asi yada. It stays in his hands. It's a stirin whether it happens lemafreya. What's the difference? Which one's which?
The relatives and their connection. So
right.
When I'm later, it's my prayer. It's like I never wanted that.
There was never connection. Good.
But the rights that I had, the shot from my connection.
But it also comes from being married. Nobody has a right to be made for 100 dirham, only her husband. It also comes from the connection.
She was Mazana, so then she was Mamai in the marriage. So then they punished for the.
There's no hechetimsa because she was a ketana. See, the dharma is special because by mufla samach leish they are the dharma. So, could be a nafkamina if she was mutter to a kaiha, to a kaiha later. If Tachas Baila, she was mazana with Yisrael. Someone's mazana with Yisrael is mutter to a kaiha, but she's not, she's not, she's ish. So, that could be a nafkamina. Sorry.
The nether, anyway, she was
Ketana
when she made the
nether. No, but Ketana has Nadar. Mufla Samach Leish. Ketana, close to age, has Nihilus Nadar. So Reb Chaim answers with what an expression that's known in the yeshivisha world that Miyun works, Mikanu Lahaba Lamafreya. Lamafreya, Mikanu Lahaba. An expression, Chaim doesn't use the expression, Reb Shimon used the expression, that when we say miyun works, the works lemafreya mekanu lahaba. Now, what does that mean? It means she does miyun today. Any shaila that's megeya from here and on, it's as if she was never married. It's like lemafreya. It's any shaila that starts from this day and future. However, b'shas ma'isa yesterday, she was married to him. It's not oikarit lemafreya that kilu yesterday she wasn't married to him. Yesterday she was married to him. She's not married to him. It's oikar lemafreya is only what's negea mekanu lahaba, and that's that. So memela it's good. Lagabi then the darim she made. He had the power to be made for them at that time. He had kayachova on the darim. See, he ripped out in the darim. So the Dharma gone. He took Maisi down. It's not Oikel Lamafreya Lamafreya. It's Oikel Mekana Labo Lamafreya. It's Oikel from here and on. This is Reb Chaim's Yisod. Again, there's no Hechatimsk because she was a Ketana. How could she get Kedushin? You know, I mean, if the brother would have accepted from someone else. I don't know if the brother has a right to do two. Remember, even the father only has a right to do one.
He did it anyway.
So remember, the whole Kedushin is a Kedushin to Rabbanan. They were Mesakin. So I doubt that they were Mesakin to let somebody to do such a, to take Kedushin when he was married. But this is Reb Chaim's Yisoid, that the only Oike Mekano Rabbanan Afreya. And that already, Reb Shimon, you know, he picks up the football and he carries it to the end zone. He takes it to all to Kol HaTorah Kula. All every Lamafreya in Lamdis, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon declares if it's Mekana Labo Lamafreya or real Lamafreya. But anyway, this is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim's Yisoid becomes a problem with this Gemara. I'll tell you why. There's a halacha that if a woman falls to Yibum and she's Nesra Shah Achas, she's Asura Eilonis. Halachi is, if a woman falls to Yibum, and at the time she fell to Yibum, she's Nesra Sha'achas, the normal case is, a woman falls to Yibum to me, and I'm married to her sister. So it's Nesra Sha'achas. So even later, if the sister dies, you still don't do Yibum. If Bishas Nefila, Nesra Sha'achas, there's no mitzvah of Yibum, then there's no mitzvah of Yibum for forever. According to Reb Chaim, in this Gemara, it's Nesra Sha'achas. The minute that the when she got married to the brother, and the brother died before she did Miyum. She got married to the brother died. Before she did Miyum, at that minute, she's married to the brother. And that's not going to be Nekah L'Mafreya. She's an Amana to the brother. And we're saying now that when she does Miyum, it's only Nekah Mekana L'Abad, not L'Mafreya. It turns out, at the time the brother died, she was already, at that time, a Nesra Sha'achas to the Kraivim. And to whom? So that's this Gemara. The Gemara is, what's the Gemara asking? Kimiyana biyava nami nisuin kamoi ka'okra. That's what the Gemara's kasha. So therefore the tzara should be mutter. Am I saying right? Mashta kimiyana babao. Dakvidal nisuin kimiyana biyava nami nisuin kamoi ka'okra. And therefore, she should be mutter in the... In whom?
In himself.
Him himself.
If she did Miyum.
Tzoras, one second. Tzoras bita mima'ena should be mutter. Right, the Gemara is asking on... Again... The Gemara is asking on Tzaras Bita Mima'enes that what? So again, Tzaras Bita Mima'enes Miyasira Vatanakula Meso Miyanu. So Tzaras Bita Mima'enes should be Mutter. So the Kasha is that Tzaras Bita before she did Miyan, it was Nesra Sha'achas. Right? When the Tzaras Bita fell, a man's daughter is married to his brother with a Tzara. And they fell to Yibum. So Bishas, the Bas, and the Tzara fell to Yibum. They were both Asa. So now he does Miyun later. If it doesn't go to if Bishlam, if it goes to Mafreya, so then it's like Lamafreya. Then it makes sense. Right? So a man, his Bas, Ktana, and a Tzara falls into Yibum. So the Gemara is saying that when the Bas, Ktana does Miyun, the Tzara should be Mutter. So Bishlam, if the Miyun is like Lamafreya, it's like she never existed. Everything makes sense. But Kuntram Chayim, that's only Aikim Akan Lahaba. At the minute that the Bas and the Tzara fell to Yibum, it was Nesra Sha'achas. And we have a Halacha in Yibum, that Nesra Sha'achas, Nesra Elamis. Doesn't stim with Rav Chayim.
It's never an Esra.
Why?
Akan Lahaba, not that she was not married, it was never an Esra.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that because you still have to allow that Bishas Maisa. The nether was mufar. You don't say Makan al-Abba, the nether comes back into life. Bishas Maisa, he had a right to be mafid in the dark. You're doing a lamdish of Makan al-Abba, that the Makan al-Abba, we pretend that it was always the mafreya. It's not true. The whole vart is that hafaras nedarim that was done then, that he had bailus under the nedarim. We don't say Makan al-Abba, the nether comes alive again. According to you, the nether should come back to life. We're masking that Bishas Maisa was.
You have to come up with Makan al-Abba prayer.
No, but if she had not done Miyun, then everything will continue. Well, death doesn't do anything. The death doesn't do anything, right? The problem is with Chaim, not the Gemara. If you have a distinction between Chaim and the Gemara, the problem isn't the Gemara, the problem is with Chaim. Right? The Gemara is very good. The Gemara by itself is dying, is not. So one more time. You have, yeah. What? To the Yavam, to the brothers. Nesra Sha'achas means Bishas Yibum, the Yavam and the Yavam are also to each other. So, because she was a Tzaras Habas, Tzaras Erevah. Like Bishas Yibum, the Bas and the Tzara fell to the father. So at that moment, it was Tzara Sarava, she was asked to retire. So now she was asked. Okay, again, it's not as complicated as I made it sound. Okay? It's a simple case. A man has his daughter, and a Tzara falls into Yibum. Pashtus, nothing to talk about. That's our Mishnah. They're both asked. The Gemara now is asking that if the Tzara, if the daughter does Miyun, the Tzara should be Mutter. which again, without Reb Chaim, would be easy. She does miyun, she's out of the picture. It's not a tzara alone, the tzara should be mutter. But with the Reb Chaim, we have a difficulty here in the Gemara. The difficulty is, Reb Chaim says there's no such thing as a miyun that's oikarit yesterday. It's only oikar mekana lahaba. The whole thing that's oikar lamafraya means mekana lahaba. What does mekana lahaba mean? It means she can marry the dead brother's other relatives. So, to be able to marry the dead brother's other relatives is mekana lahaba. She has no relationship. But it's not oikar lamafraya. The problem is, it still turns out, at the time that the Bas and the Tzara fell to Ibum, they were also, they were Nesra Sha'achas. So this is the problem with Reb Chaim. Now the good thing about it is that in the back of the Gemara, the Karnei Reim, the, not the Karnei Reim, the Malei Harayim is the Kasha. Now obviously he doesn't bring to Reb Chaim, he's before Reb Chaim. But he is the kasha on his own. He also says this idea, this tekuda that it doesn't work totally with Mefreya. And he asks it as a kasha. When he finishes his piece, he says, "V'havein ki omoku." Understand this? It's very tief. So we really have to figure out the whole arichus advarim. But the thing itself, he asks as a kasha. He asks that this is a problem if you understand, as he understands, that miyun is not totally the mafreya. It's only mafreya from now and on. So then we have a problem that there should be a din of nesra sha'achas asura ilamis. This is the difficulty we have with Reb Chaim's side. Now, the Stipler has a piece on this, not on the Reb Chaim, a piece on Nesra Sha'achas. It's Simen Yud Zayin in my stipler. I think in the new ones it's Simen Yud Ches. He has a piece on Nesra Sha'achas. He brings a couple of cases. Let me take an easy case. Let's say you have a woman falls to Yibum to a cotton. Falls to Yibum to a cotton. So Rameya says, you got to wait. He might be a Saris. Rameya says later in the Gemara, you got to wait. So you wait to see if he's a Saris. He turns 13, he has Shvei Saris, he's not a Saris, and you do Yibum. Why don't we say Nesra Sha'achas? Why don't we say 1 minute? She fell Yibum, he was a cotton. When he's a cotton, you can't do Yibum, because he might be a Saris. So now he turns 13, you're going to do Yibum. But it's Nesra Sha'achas. Why isn't it Nesra Elamis? What's the answer? Easy answer. What? Was it Nesra then? Think about it. She falls to Yibum to a cup. And we're going to Ramea. Ramea says, you have to be worried. Maybe he's a Saris. You can't do Yibum now. You wait. He turns 13, so then you'll do Yibum. Why don't we say Nesra Sha'achas b'shas he was a cotton? The answer is, that's Pashta Svara.
He's not a Saris.
He was never a Saris. It's not Pshat, he was a Saris, and he turned 13 and became a Saris. We were nervous, maybe he's a Saris, so we waited. The language the disciple uses is it's Nisbarer. It's something that becomes clear later. Later, there's a birur on the Metzius. It's Nisbara later that it was never a Saris. And mainly, you don't say Nesra Sha'achas Asura Elamis.
It's like Nida, bro.
What?
It's not like Nida.
Same like Nida. Okay, Nida. Okay, you're saying a little more than that. Nida is Oimit to be Nishtana. Okay, we hear it's also the scholar that it was Oimit. But okay. So the Stipler says there's a difference when something is Nisbarer later, or something is Nekar later, something changes later. To explain this Gemara, as a breeder of Chayim, but to explain Miyun, the Stipler names on that Miyun is the same thing. It's not that it's that later she's Iker the Chasna. The Pshat is when you marry off a Ketana, it's going to be Nisbara later if the Ketana is a, if this is a marriage. It's waiting for a birur later. Later it'll be Nisbara. Now, of course, it is a marriage with Rabbanan. Rabbanan makes such a chasna. It's not like Soris, which is a Gansanat. It is a chasnas. They're butter with each other. You can make them there. You can do all these things. The Rabbanan had some kayak to make such a din, to make a chasnas. But nevertheless, it's oimed lehizbara. The stipulus you cite is that when something is nizbarer later, there's no din of nesra sha'achas. The words I would use, it's not quite the stipulus words, is that certain things are aimed to be nizbarer later. They're waiting to be nizbarer. Let's say you would know that a katana is married to somebody. What would you say? The first minute you would say, I wonder if she'll do me in. That everybody, that's the first thing you think about. Is she going to be happy? You have a gerus of a cotton. Right? A gerus of a cotton, when he turns 13, he could be, he could say, Leinichalim. So everybody knows, the first thing you think about it, if somebody's Megayer a cotton, the first question is, what's going to be when he turns 13? What does that mean? That in Pashtus it means that it's going to be Nisbara later if the gerus is a gerus. It's going to be Nisbara later if the gerus is a gerus. When you marry off, when a brother marries off a katana, it's oimid lehizbara. It's going to be nizbara later. The din of nesra shah achas does not apply when something is oimid to be nizbara later. Something that needs a birur later of the status that it is, that we don't say nesra shah achas. He brings what? What? What can you say? He's saying we don't say Nesra Achas. I think the Nekud of his word is that it's Oymid L'Hizbar. And even at the time it was Nesra, it wasn't a real Nesra. It was Oymid L'Hizbar. It was something that was hanging. Now it's a real Isser, because it's not Oikel L'Mafreya to them. What? When you Oike something, it means there's an Isser. And later you come up with a new Akira. When you come up with a new Akira, that's not... then we say Nesra Shachas. Then we say. Because if someone's married to the sister of the Yavama, cause
that's the whole point of that Akira, though. I'm trying to get rid of what I did previously.
Right. So if you can't be Yakila Mafreya, so then the Akira is only Mekanal Abba. And Mafreya was Nesra, Mekanal Abba changes. He's married to a sister of the Yavama, the sister dies, so he's Nesra Shachas. Now, you can say that when a woman falls to Yibum, it depends if the sister's going to die. People aren't aiming to die. I mean, everyone's aiming to die eventually, but no one's aiming to die now. You look at somebody, she's not aiming to die. It's not the same as Miyun, which has a deadline, where there may or may not be a Miyun. Something, you don't say Nesra Shah Achas, on something that's aiming Lizbar, on something that you're waiting for a birah to see what's going on. It's a din in Nesra Sha'achas. It's not a din in Miyun. It's a din in Nesra Sha'achas, that the rule of Nesra Sha'achas does not hold by something that's only Lizbar, something that you're waiting to be Mivar. That's the Yisai, the Stifler says. He explains Al Gemara with it. He doesn't bring the Reb Chaim, but you need it because of the Reb Chaim. Without the Reb Chaim, I don't think it would bother us. It's like a funny, the stifle brings it without bringing the Reb Chaim. Without the Reb Chaim, of course, it's a din in Lamafre. Okay, we have a few lines left. It's a Hashem will finish. I wanted to do the end of that Epe Shmuel, which means Hashem will see. Hopefully we'll start Sarah's ailments as well.